Welcome back to the Woodbury Report. This is Lon Woodbury, an independent educational consultant in North Idaho. And we're going to talk about bullying, and specifically training for handling bullying. And I have as a guest Jeannie Sisko-Meth. And Jeannie has worked with bullying. She's written a book at least, and is doing some training, got some training coming up. That's a large part of what she does. How do you handle bullying? Well, Jeannie, glad to have you here. Glad that you had some time. Incidentally, it is January 14th, 2015. Glad to have you here, Jeannie.
It's great to be here. Thank you so much, Lon. I really appreciate it.
Okay, well, let's talk about bullying in general. You said something that you sent to me that 4 out of 4, I think you were talking about adolescents, but could be, you know, any age, 4 out of 4 are bullied, but only 1 in 4 have serious lasting effects. Well, why is that?
Well, what happens is somebody says something, and it this happens to adults all the time too. Maybe a friend says something, or a coworker says something, or if we're talking in school, you're called a name. And if you believe in yourself, if you have a good foundation of personal value and belief in yourself, it has no impact on you. It just rolls off. But what happens, the problem with the one and how it devastates them, is they allow other people to define who they are because they have not defined it for themselves. And that's what causes the problem. You start buying in to what other people believe about you instead of believing in yourself.
So the key thing, the key defense for bullying is to have a good sense of self-worth that has confidence.
Yeah, have a good, I call it personal value, that good foundation of I am special, I am unique. I tell people all the time, you are loved, you are valuable, you are needed in this time and place. And if you can remember that when people are saying negative things to you, then it's okay. It's all right. It's like, well, that's their opinion. And you have to remember, it's just their opinion. It's not gospel truth.
Oh, a lot of kids are running around. They were told something when they were 4 or 5 and live with it and do that. But let's talk about, I see a lot of articles on bullying, and a lot of schools have instituted anti-bullying policies, but they seem like the whole focus is on to either understand the perpetrator or punish the perpetrator or both. What do you think about that and how it's working?
I don't think they'll ever work. Understanding would definitely be a start, but punishing has no, it doesn't work. It just does not work. You can't control what someone else does. All you can control is yourself. You can't control what they say, how they act. And usually a bully is coming from a place of anger, hurt, fear, confusion, and you try to get them to change in that state, it's not going to happen. The person that is having the horrible names called or being intimidated, they're the ones that can bully-proof themselves by telling themselves a different story.
How about when, and I saw this on the playground when I was a kid, how about a bunch of kids ganging up on somebody else? And, I remember one gal, this is fourth graders, so-and-so had fleas. She was a not very attractive girl, came from a poor family. What about the situations where a group gangs up on somebody?
Those are dealt with, I can't speak for every incident, but in that incident, the best thing to do is to tell that student to go to a teacher. And I guarantee you that a teacher is going to figure out something to do. Marianne Williamson used to have her kids bring their clothes in. She would wash them before school. There are so many people that want to help and encourage that when there's a situation like that, go to someone and ask them for help.
Some adult, a responsible adult.
Yeah, a responsible adult and say, hey, you know, I'm getting made fun of because I have fleas or because my clothes are dirtier or whatever. And as an adult in that situation, we need to be keeping an eye out for those things. So many teachers feel overwhelmed, and so many teachers feel like, well, that's not my job, or they're overwhelmed, or they're, you know, they're not sure what to do. Mm-hmm. A cry out as a parent and as a former teacher is look for those signs. They're there. You just got to look for them. And then don't be overwhelmed. Offer help. Offer help. You know, hey, you know what? I've got extra clothes. come in tomorrow. I've taken kids shopping for clothes before. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay. Well, now you do some training how to handle bullying. And tell us what you do. And is this something you do online, or do you travel around the country, or do you in your part of the country? Explain a little bit about the training that you do.
Oh, thank you. The easiest thing, if someone is not in my area, is every Friday I do a free Friday webinar from noon to 1 o'clock. It's totally free, and just sign up anytime. If you want to get in touch with me, shoot me an email on my website, Bullyproofing You or Jeannie Cisco Meth, either one. Those are every Friday, and they're free. And I love to travel. And yes, I go all over the country. I've had some requests to go outside of the country, and I haven't done that yet. Part of it's overcoming that fear factor. Actually, I take it back. I went to Poland. But I just love helping people. And that's where the free Friday webinar came from. It's just, let me help, send me your questions, send me your comments. And they are all recorded. So if you're at work at that time or whatever, it's okay. I'll send you the link.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that sounds very good. How do people, if somebody wants more information, how would they get a hold of you? Could you give a little bit more specifics?
You bet. I have a website. It's called Bullyproofing You, Y-O-U spelled out, .com. And then I also have a website under my name, and that's JeanieCiscoMeth.com. And either one of those, or, shoot me an email. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I have a pretty unique name.
Yeah.
So computers and drugs is what people say, and I say, no, computers and methods.
So, do you have a phone number that you'd like to have people
call? I sure
do.
Yeah, I'd love to. If I don't answer, leave me a message. I'll get back to you just as soon as I can. But the phone number is 801-735-5746. And I'd love to hear from anyone. If you're in crisis right now, please call me. I can give you some ideas. If your child is hurting, let me know. I have a book and a workbook. They're both on my website. And actually, for your listeners, Lon, if they go on and send them a digital download of the workbook for free, all they have to do is let me know that they heard me on your show, and I'll give them that workbook for free. That's a $20 value. Just listening to you.
Well, thank you. That's a great offer.
Oh, you bet.
And
you
we've bet. Run out of time. But, Jeannie, thank you very much for your time. We've been talking with Jeannie Cisco Meth about training for handling bullying. Thank you, Jeannie, and you have a good rest of the day.
Thank you. You too, Ron.